Hi, everybody. This is Michelle Madison. My co-host John and I have been podcasting since 2005, and we do tons of bonus shows every week for our main show, Video Game Outsiders. Now, Warcraft Outsiders is one of those shows, so if you want to get these shows earlier, with better sound quality, and without this annoying ad at the front from me, you can check out VideoGameOutsiders.com and go premium for $1.99 a month and get tons of shows from John and me and support us. So let's check this episode out. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Warcraft Outsiders. I, of course, am one of your hosts, Michelle Madison, also known as Shelley.
I'm John. What's up, guys? All right, we're here. We're back from the holidays.
Yeah, like I've been saying on VGO, I was in a WoW coma these past couple of weeks. It was a good time, but slowly returning to reality now. Still playing some WoW. So we're going to catch up with what we've been doing, maybe get a listener question or two, and see if any news is going on. So I guess I'll start off, John. I mean, for me, it's kind of maintenance mode. Like, I'm doing the same things every week. It's just, like, at a higher difficulty. So, like, you know, I did the raid last week on normal. This week, we went into heroic, and we killed three bosses. Or, you know, I've been doing mythics. I got to see a 10. This week, I did a 14. And, you know, the damage just keeps ramping up and stuff. So,
right.
You know, I'm doing, like, the
same
things.
Are you having fun? That's the question I have.
I'm having fun. Yeah, I definitely have a good time. I like the game. I think there's been better expansions, as I've said. But I think that I'm willing to get over the things I don't like and just skip them. Like,
right.
I don't do my Maw dailies. I don't do a Maw weekly. I just get my Covenant stuff ready. You know, I'm crafting legendaries, but not as many as I should.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
What am I supposed to be doing with the Maw right now? Like,
Just do your weekly quest where you get your souls every week if you want to progress through your Covenant campaign.
So who do I talk to make that happen? An Orbis somewhere?
Yeah, there should be a quest. It should be at your, like, Covenant Hall, and I think it gets handed in. Maybe it's from Orbis? I don't remember. Just get all the weekly quests every week because there's going to be a bunch of quests that you can pick up every week. You know, two for the dungeons, two for PvP, then a bunch from your Covenant, then there's daily callings. Like, there's a lot of maintenance, but if you miss out on some of it, you may not be optimal, but you'll still be, like, doable. So that's kind of where I'm at. Like, I'm not going to have sockets on my gear. I'm not going to have, like, all the legendaries I should have, but I'm still able to play the game and sort of hang. You know, I'm doing decently hard content. You know, it's challenging, I think.
Yeah.
So I feel like even though I'm not playing, like, optimally, I'm still able to compete where I'm happy. You know, still able to hold my own in a group, even though, like, there's definitely some things I haven't been doing. But, yeah, so the heroic raid was okay. I think, you know, I kind of tune out when people explain things sometimes. Like, I just want to see it. So until I saw, like, the mechanic on one of the bosses where we were wiping on and, like, I understood it, then I was like, okay, I get it. And it just clicks. And once you get it, it's fine. But I kind of here's what you want to do, goes here, you know, the long explanations. I'm just like, let's just take a look at it. So I had to go through that again with heroic because there's just some different things that, like, can one-shot you. So did that. I'm getting, like, bad luck on my weekly vault. So the vault, you unlock different slots depending on what you do during the week. You get choices for gear. It's like a weekly reward. And for, like, 4 weeks in a row, they've given me a trinket in my best slot. I feel like there's no way RNG is working like this. And it's annoying because I want something that's, like, a huge stat buff. You know, I want, like, a chest or a leg or something, or a weapon, and I keep getting this trinket. So the only thing I'm gaining each week is, like, 4 intellect or something. So I feel like that's really holding me back. And, like, my eye level is okay because I'm mixed in with some PvP gear, which isn't really great for PvE necessarily. The stats are lower. So I just feel like really bad luck, and everybody around me is like, oh, look at my sweet new weapon. And I'm just like, another fucking trinket. And I hate it on Tuesday, but, like, Tuesday's usually fun because you're, like, so excited, but now I'm just not excited anymore. I'm just like, yeah, it's going to be another trinket.
So you
every
think
week.
They're manipulating this so you keep playing? Is that what's happening? Is that what
I feel
suggesting?
Like, there's something wrong with whoever designed it's, like, on the back end. Like, I don't know. There's no way it's a coincidence. 4 trinkets in a row in my best slot. Like, I don't want anymore. Like, I can't take it. So I haven't gotten, like, a true upgrade, like a piece of gear that has, like, you know, 4 stats on it or something. Instead, I just get this stupid trinket where I'm just upping my int, and I keep getting the same ones over and over at higher eye level. It's really weird. I mean, I guess it could be a coincidence, but I don't know. So yeah, I've been doing, like, the same stuff, but just higher levels of it. Like I said, still doing some PvPing, just casually, just trying to get more people interested in rated BGs. We have kind of, like, some people in our group who like it and some people who don't like it. I did the arena skirmishes this week. I just did those a few hours ago. It went okay. There's just some comps that are so funny. Like, it's really rock, paper, scissors. Like, no matter what you do, you're probably not going to be able to beat them. I mean, we go in some and it was just funny. It was like, okay, there's no way we're going to win this. And somebody just gets one shot. Other times, yes, there's mistakes that you could improve upon. But sometimes the damage is just so high. We're running into a lot of, like, 3 DPS groups. There's, like, no point in even having a healer. The point is they just go in and blow people up, like, in the skirmishes. So
right.
I don't know. I like Arena, but I've always liked Rated Battlegrounds better for some reason. I just enjoy doing like the different things. So that's it for me. Like I said, just on maintenance mode, just doing the same thing every week, but trying to increase the difficulty and then increasing your eye level, right? Or some people are interested in increasing their Raider IO score. So they make sure they get like each mythic dungeon up to a certain point, but I haven't done that. Like there's certain mythics that I just don't seem to get keys for. We don't go in. So some of them are lower than others. And you know, it seems like I keep getting Plaguefall. Like I'm in Plaguefall like every fucking day. I'm sure you've been in there. It's like just green slime everywhere. I'm just like, I don't want to be here anymore. So that's me. What about you? What have you been doing?
Well, Michelle, I'm at a point in the game where I was at the end of BFA, where like I'm looking for things to do. Okay, I really am. That's why I'm asking.
You have
those
a lot
questions.
To do.
Well, okay, hang on 60. A second. It's just not all apparent to me because, like, so I'm using, like, the World Quest Tracker. You know, this is what I'm saying. Like, in BFA, I was doing that for a while, right? And, you could see on there what you're going to get if you go over here and do that. And, oh, I'll get this piece of gear. Let's go do that. But I start doing that, and it's just kind of a chore, like, just going through this area I have never gone to.
You don't have to do World Quest. I mean, unless you need to do your callings. Like, basically... Yeah. You want to get your 1,000 anima a week from your covenant so you can level through renown. And there's other ways you can do that. So you can do the 2 dungeon quests per week from Ouroboros. They're 250 each. You can do a PvP quest that's 250.
Okay. I mean, these
you can
are
do the
things
world
actually,
boss that's 250.
Yes.
Like, you just want to get your anima each week so you can level your renown and keep up with renown. But there's a renown catch-up system, which somebody like you might benefit from. So if you're being lazy for a few weeks or since you've hit 60, you can then catch up and just do dungeons and you'll get renown just like that. But you're not doing any of the maintenance you're supposed to do. You're supposed to be running Torghast every week. You're supposed to be doing the souls every week. You're supposed to be doing your renown every week. You're supposed to be doing your anima every week.
Listen, I'm not catching up.
You're not playing this game. It's not going to happen.
That's off the table.
It's off the table for you. I don't think somebody like you could handle this. I'm basically calling you retarded, John. No, I don't think you're going to like it or enjoy it. There's too much. It's a checklist. You're not going to... I know the way you play games.
It doesn't interest me.
It doesn't interest you, and I don't think it's going to be fun for you. I think the best thing you can do...
But doing the World Quest Tracker, I've been doing PvP. I actually like that a lot. I'm not great at it or even good at it.
But before
it,
you
but
do
I'm
the things you enjoy,
that.
You have to do the things that are maintenanced.
Well,
so
the thing is, the PvP,
character.
Like I've been doing the arena skirmishes, like you said, and you know I have the quest there. There's the gear vendors there.
But no matter
it's all clear to me.
Even if you worked your butt off, your gear is going to cap out at 184 in normal BGs because you can upgrade it like 4 times and it caps at 184, and that's not a high eye level. You want to be over 200.
No.
So
my eye level right now is like 158.
Yeah, like you're useless. Like you can't even go in. I can't even take you. I mean, we could carry you in a mythic or something. I think actually we have a couple of people, me, Krell, Lictor, you, and then we need one more. We could maybe take you in something. I mean, I don't know. I'd like you to experience.
I mean,
like
if I, because last time in BFA, like I got my eye level up by doing the world quests, right?
Like, yeah, but the world quests cap out at a really low eye level. Like even LFR, like looking for raid, that's something you could do if you're curious about the raid. Even looking for raid is going to give you a higher eye level. So you're working your butt off to get low eye level gear. But then again, what do you need high eye level gear for if you're not doing high eye level content? If you actually enjoy something like, say, PvP, you can get by in Battlegrounds with all 184 BG gear. And slowly getting conquest and upgrading it to level 200 gear. But it's also very easy to get a ranking, too, like just to bump it up a little bit. So I don't really know. It's like you ask me what you should do every week. It's like, what are your goals? For me, like one of my goals is keeping up with my renown because I want to unlock my silver wings. So I'm like, I want to get them week one, or I want to be able to work on my soul binds. Like you have to get all of your soul binds unlocked
in the
conduit slots.
Right now is in my rearview mirror.
Then you're never going to play with the soul bind and conduit system, which is something that's a whole like integral part of the game right now.
Yeah.
John, I just don't think you're going to do it. If I'm going to be honest, I don't think
I've been distracted just by the PvP the last couple of weeks. Like I just, like I'm like, you know what, I'm just going to do this for an hour or so, and that's, it's kind of satisfying. I'm not really great at it, but I'm starting to figure it out a little bit and leveling things up, and I'm actually having fun with it more so than I was with the world quests, which I find annoying going all over the place.
For what you're doing, just do what you want and have fun, I feel like. But for me, it's like, I look forward to Tuesdays for a couple of reasons, like opening the vault and stuff, but I also kind of, I hate Tuesdays because that's when the reset happens and I have to do all the things I don't like again. And like, I haven't done my Torghast this week already and they're already like lingering over my head. Like if I had it my way, I would wake up on Tuesday morning and just do all the things I hate that day, and then I know I'd have the rest of the week to have fun. but right. I don't do that, or I don't get the chance to do that. And like, I don't like when I have things hanging over me. I was the same way in college. I'd write my papers in the first week and then I'd have like 3 weeks off. So that's kind of how I want to treat WOW. And so like for you, it's like, I don't even know if it's worth it, because you can do all these things and you'll have your conduits, you'll have your soul binds, you'll have higher eye level gear. But if you're only going in heroic dungeons, you don't need them, you know?
Right. No, and the thing is, like, in BFA, I did start, I did do some mythic dungeons, and I'd like to do that again and get back in that, whatever the rhythm is for that, you know, which I totally forgot, because I remember doing it in BFA, and then I just kind of, like, gave up on it. But it was kind of interesting to me, getting the keys and all that, and going to the chest, you know, so I do want to get back into that, but basically, I'm at a point here where I'm looking at the options I see, and there's other options I'm not aware of, and I'm trying to get my head around that. So, and I guess I've just been distracted by PvP. So like, I need to start doing the other things.
Now,
like,
are you
go to Torghast? What?
Enjoying PvP? Because
kind of, in some weird way, yeah, I am. I'm researching. I'm looking at like spells. I'm playing around with the teleporter things and stuff to get out of trouble. And like, I'm slowly just trying to use all the tools I have. You know,
but you're going to be gimped because you aren't going to have conduits and soul binds. You aren't going to have a legendary. You aren't going to have all these tools that other players who are actually playing the game have. And that would piss me off. And that would make me want to get them. I mean, I say that though, and I also I'm not going to have sockets. I'm not going to have a the best legendary for every situation, because I'm doing the same thing just at a different level. But I feel like. There is just too much maintenance and upkeep in systems in this expansion. And some people think, oh, it's fine, it's not a big deal. But, I mean, if you look at the requirements and the different systems here, I think it's pretty bad. Like, it wasn't that way in Burning Crusade. It wasn't that way in Wrath of the Lich King. You know, maybe it started later on, but I kind of feel like, for me, I don't prefer that style of gameplay. Like, I want the systems to be connected to my character and then advance with me to the next expansion.
Right. So, I guess this week, I'm going to make an effort to do, like, Torghast or something, or go to the mall.
I think you should craft a legendary, even if it's a level one. And you can do that by just working through Torghast. And there's going to be two wings open per week. I just opened up the other one, though. It opened up this week. It's Twisting Nether. And, or no, the Twisting Corridors.
I'll do that tonight, actually. Because I haven't gone to Torghast at all.
Yeah, so the Twisting Corridors opened up right now, and basically this is more like a transmog or a fun mount pet kind of wing. I don't think there's a lot of Soul Ash connected to it. So if you've done the quest line, which I've done, you can now go in there. And if you get to level 8, you can get the Corridor Creeper mount, and the loyal hounds of the jailer creep along the corridors in each of these Scents of the Souls. I don't know what the fuck that I just read. Some comment about them. I guess they're basically like metal mounts that you can use in the maw. That's the important thing, because the maw doesn't let you mount. So that's something I may want to do, but it's like, I don't really hang around the maw. I just get my souls and I leave, and I hate it. And I just don't even do the weekly there. I don't know what it is about that place. I just don't like it. So that's something to check out. If you're kind of a player looking for things to do, there's going to be like 24 floors, I think, eventually, and just a lot of transmog and gear and pets and all that shit in there. It's kind of like a little place to get rewards in that corridor. So yeah, Torghast I'd recommend for you, but just know that you need to like block out a half hour or an hour, I think, with the way you'll probably move through
fine.
It. What else is
it's
going
not a
on?
Big deal. I don't know. I'm drinking a Bud Light seltzer, cranberry.
Okay. Bud Light seltzer. Beer seltzer with cranberry? That's weird.
Well, it's Bud Light brand.
Okay.
It is a seltzer. And it's cranberry flavored.
Okay. I'm just drinking water.
It was like some holiday pack, Michelle.
Okay.
With like apple spice and what else was in there? Ginger something.
Is it good?
It's okay. Well, actually, no. The fact is, I bought this 12-pack like 3 weeks ago, and it's still in my fridge, tells you that it's not really that awesome.
Yeah, it doesn't sound so good, because we're getting out of holiday mode right now.
Yeah.
All right, let's
move on. I
bought
this way before Christmas.
Some news here.
I want to talk about the Sylvanas thing. Tell me what, because there was some trailer that was data mined or something. And
well, this might be minor spoilerish, but people feel like they're maybe setting Sylvanas up for a redemption story arc, which kind of, I don't know, they've been thinking that for a while. But there's a cutscene between her and Anduin. He's like, well, why haven't you just done this already? I don't know if they're trying to turn Anduin into the Lich King or something. But she's like, oh, because I want you to have a choice.
He's like Darth Vader or something. They're going to turn him into Darth
Basically, she
Vader,
never
right?
had a choice when Arthas turned her into the Banshee Queen. So she's trying to give Arthas, Anduin a choice, rather. And it looks like they're giving him like a Runeblade weapon. And I don't know. There's something going on between her and Anduin. Now, if you read the book Before the Storm or listen to the audiobook like I did, there's some interesting interactions between Sylvanas and Anduin that I think make these cutscenes kind of interesting. I mean, I'm not that into the lore, like I know it that well, but I know just a basic amount of it enough to know that it's kind of an interesting thing. I don't know if I really want them to turn her good. Like, she's all over the place, her character. Like, first she's good, then she's bad, then maybe she did this. Like, I don't think they know what they're doing. It's like a soap opera, so I haven't really paid much attention to the lore, honestly, in this expansion as much as I wanted to. It's unfortunate, but I just don't think they do a good job in-game with the lore. So some people are kind of already upset. Like, don't make her a good guy. She burned down Tildrassil.
But how can she be good if she's, like, in the mall with the jailer and
maybe she has ulterior motives and she knows something's the Wheel of Death isn't working as it should and she's trying to prevent something worse from happening. Maybe she's manipulating the jailer. We don't know. That's my dog's tail hitting the wall, by the way. Maybe she's manipulating the jailer. Labs have really thick tails because of swimming, and like her tail is like muscular and it makes a lot of noise. So we don't know what she's really doing just yet, but I hope they don't just turn her good. Like, she should be evil and just stay evil, because it's all over the place. I can't keep up.
I kind of agree.
Yeah.
But does anyone go to the dark side at all? Is he...
Well, they've been teasing that, too. He's got, like, a shadowy tendrils coming out of him in some cutscenes, or he's always, like, holding himself back from, like, a purple hand to, like, focus on his hand. Yeah, he's kind of like a Darth Vader thing going on. So I wouldn't mind seeing that, because he's a little bit of, like, a pussy, people say. You know, he's a goody two-shoes. But you need those archetypes, I think, in WoW, right? You need, like, the good and the evil and all that
shit. Well, it's kind of like classic medieval King Arthur type shit, you know?
Yeah,
like,
you need that. Like, I don't want him to go batty, because then he'd eventually go good, of course. I think Arthas is a way more interesting storyline. Like, that's my favorite story in the game. So I like what kind of Arthas went through becoming the Lich King, and I really like his story more. I don't want them to do the same thing with Anduin, personally. Mm-hmm. So we both own that Exploring Azeroth Eastern Kingdoms book. Now there's a Kalimdor one coming in October 2021.
I saw that.
Are you going to get it? I don't think you liked the last book.
I honestly read that article, I think today or yesterday or something, and I said, I'd probably skip it.
I mean, I have a collection of WoW stuff, and I kind of like, I might just for that.
I mean,
but...
I guess. I mean, there is a bookshelf in the house, but it's like not my books.
I've always liked the Eastern Kingdoms better. Oh, you're fine. Yeah. Stop. So I don't.
Strategy guides. That's my collection. They're actually
maybe
on my desk
get it.
Right here.
But that's far off. I have time to think about it.
Well, I'd have to read this one first.
Yeah. I did go through it. I laid in bed one day. I was
did
like,
you read like everything? Like,
no,
really
I just
did.
Focused on the places that were interesting to me. Like, I love Silver Moon City. I love Stormwind. I love The Secrets. So I was like, okay, I just read that stuff. But some of it was like, kind of juvenile. Right. You know, it was like, ugh.
Yeah. Now, do you care about this? The guy that did the South Park Warcraft cosplay died.
I mean, that's kind of a loaded question. Are you trying to set me up to seem like an asshole?
No, I don't really know much about the guy. But I've seen the image of him doing that Warcraft guy.
Yeah, I mean, I love that South Park episode. And so, he did that cosplay.
I should watch that again. That would be fun to watch.
It holds up. It's funny. I wish they'd do another. Yeah, I mean, it's never a good thing when somebody dies. So it's sad, but honestly, I didn't know him, so I don't feel personally affected by it. But yeah, I really like that South Park episode.
I should watch that again, because I haven't seen that probably since it came out or something. Like,
yeah. Well, there's a few like WoW references on shows. I mean, if you watched Mythic Quest, right, there was a couple of kind of MMOs.
I love that, by the way. I want that to come back. I really enjoyed that.
It's going
to
come back. Yeah. It was pretty good. It was like kind of shitty, but kind of good. Did you like that one-off episode of it where they were doing the game design studio? I kind of liked that episode.
Wait,
it was like
me.
Different. It was that one-off episode that wasn't like the other episodes. Totally different characters. It showed the origins of like a guy and a girl starting a game studio.
Oh, I did like that one.
Yeah,
in the haunted like studio.
It
whatever.
Had the girl from. Did you watch Palm Springs, that movie?
No, I didn't see that.
Oh, you should watch that movie. It's kind of like a new Groundhog Day. I actually kind of liked it. Yeah.
Okay.
Like, I didn't love it, but I was expecting to hate it. But it was kind of cute because I like Groundhog Day, and that's a movie like that. It's like a new version of that. It's like the same thing kind of keeps happening. So it has Christina Mel. I forget her name, but she's in that, and she's in some TV show. But yeah, she was in that episode.
Yeah. Was that studio like haunted? No. There was something.
Yeah,
there
was like
they
a curse
up.
On
it
or something. Yeah.
They were excited, and then they were... They found the building, and then they ended up like separating at the end or something. Or is that what happened? Or
yeah, I don't know. I just recommend, like, if you guys haven't seen Mythic Quest, like, and you like video games, you're gonna get some enjoyment out of it. Even if you put it on in the background while you play WoW, I think it's kind of had some cute episodes.
Well, I just like what's his face from Sunny
Charlie Day. Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is a question.
Well, Is Charlie? No, he
produced it though with him, didn't he? I meant to say the other guy. What's his name? Mick Alhorn or Mick something? What's
Rob
his face?
McElhenney?
Yeah. Rob something. Yeah. Not Charlie.
Rob McElhenney. Yeah. The bearded guy.
Yep.
Do you ever watch It's Sunny in Philadelphia?
I used to. I haven't seen it in ages. It was so over the top. It was crazy.
I overdosed on it. Like, there was a million episodes and I watched a lot of them and I'm like, I can't handle this anymore. Like,
yeah.
I liked it, but it became like Groundhog Day, you know?
Yeah. But no, watch Mythic Quest if you haven't seen it, people. So this is a question from, I didn't write his name down. I think it was J-A-Y. So he said, hello, WCO. Do you make characters that look like you, or have you guys ever gotten into role playing as somebody else? P.S. I've been listening to you guys since grade school. Now I'm married. I fucking hate when we hear this, right? We had somebody who was like in high school. Now they're a doctor. I'm like, oh my God, we have been on the air for a long time doing VGO. John, what about you? What do you do? Do you try to make yourself or?
I tend to. Yes, I do that. I mean, kind of loosely. I think in the beginning, obviously, the first character I had was a Tauren, so no, I didn't. But the human characters and stuff, I would try to be kind of in the ballpark, and then I've kind of gotten off that. But I want them to be kind of attractive in some weird way.
I found that I have a problem with that. Like the appearance is very important. Yes. Like if I can't play a human or an elf, which means I can't try to make it look like me, I can't enjoy the game as much. Like I can't play a goblin. I can't play a troll. I can't play an orc. Like I end up just not liking my character.
Yes.
For some reason. And it sounds superficial and stupid, but I guess it is kind of important to me to kind of feel like I have a representation of myself in the game. Yeah,
and I'll say this, like, I grew a beard the last few years, and I started putting the beard on some of my characters, on my alts, whereas before I never did.
Now I know some people that do not do this at all. Like, I know a lot of men who play as women characters.
Yeah, my friend Matt McCarthy's like that.
Yeah.
I'm like, why are you doing? I go, what are you doing? I go, I don't know. I don't like this.
They always say I'd rather stare at a woman's ass than a man's.
Yes.
It's like, but it's supposed to be you. You're not staring at your own ass, are you? I don't know. I always kind of like raise my brow at a guy.
He wanted to do that. And and I was like, why are you a girl? I go, we're doing voice right now, talking to each other.
Yeah. And you're going to get whispers from creepers. Like, I get whispers all the time, like, hey, baby, nice transmog. I don't know how they, like,
really?
I'm like, yeah. It's like, okay, what the fuck? Yeah. Like, oh, you're a girl, right? Somebody asked me if I wanted them to be, there's been a lot of this lately. They're like, do you want to be my girlfriend or something like that? And I was like, I don't know. And they're like, because I'm a girl too. It was like a lesbian hitting on me. I was like, is it my transmog? Right. Is it my name? Like, so if you're a girl character in game, you're going to get people.
I've never gotten any of that.
Yeah, because you play as a male. So if you play, I guess, because my character's like pretty, it has like a gown and wings, you know, so it's like really girly. So I get whispers from people and like lesbians, straight guys, whatever, just like, hey, baby, you know, so it's like, if you're a straight guy, you're going to get that, but maybe you probably think that's funny. You get free gold or something. Like, I've had people open trade and just give me money, and I'm like, what's going on? Like, so it's kind of weird, but I definitely try to make characters that I feel like represent me a little bit, you know, within reason. I mean, as I'm a blood elf, obviously, but I don't have, like, shockingly glowing eyes. But I do like that when you can see yourself in game. I just, I wanted to play a shaman, but I couldn't find a shaman character that looked, like, pretty or cool. So I was like, I can't get into this character. I tried to make a goblin. I was like, ew, I don't want to look like this. And I just got bored. So that's probably a really girly thing that a lot of people listening can't relate to. They only care about, you know, anything else. But, yeah, Jay, we don't really role play here.
No.
As other things. I guess if you were to role play as something, what would it be? Would you be like a big burly black man, or, you know, what do you?
Are you asking me?
Yeah, I'm asking you.
Oh,
would you be a woman? Like, what would you?
No, that doesn't interest
me. If you could be something else,
No, just like some hulking guy, I guess.
Some big hulking meat swinger.
Some big meathead, yeah. Like,
like you'd make like Joe Rogan,
like a Gears of War type looking guy or something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, the human males used to look like that. They definitely looked a little bulky. Okay, so let's move on and see if there's any news here. Warcraft Radio, who we've been on Warcraft Radio before, they just talked to Chris Kalicki, who's a former Warcraft developer and did help design Shadowlands, just to get his take on the game. And one of the things I found interesting is he said that he didn't want spells to act differently in PvP and PvE because he thought that it would be confusing, and that's just like Blizzard's philosophy. And I think that's a mistake. I feel like you have to be able to balance it that way. You can't have them doing the exact same things. Like, people will figure it out. And PvP, if you don't do that, you're just going to have PvE ruining PvP. Like, so some of his takes are kind of just like, we feel this, this is our philosophy. But I think players who play the game could probably give them some better feedback than that. Like, anytime I listen to streamers and YouTubers, they always seem to like, I agree with everything they say. I'm like, yep, yep, that's it. And then, like, the developers are saying something totally different. The whole you think you do, but you don't thing. And it's like, I don't know. But I'm still going to play WoW. You know, no matter what happens, I'll be here for the next expansion.
But there is something to be said, though, about a developer or someone within the organization having a vision and a thought.
Their vision has been shit for, like, 12...
It doesn't go along. I mean, that's how... I mean, they could sit in a meeting, though, and say, we were right. Look at our subscription numbers.
They
so
weren't,
what
though.
What we're doing is
the
good.
The lockdown and corona and...
I know,
no,
but they could argue and say we are the biggest selling PC game of all time. So yeah, what we're doing is right. Metrics. It's mm-hmm. validating, though, right?
Yeah, it's cherry picking, though.
Yeah.
It's not that way.
So
Diablo?
Was there fireworks? There was a fireworks show?
I
missed
let's
that.
Not talk about fireworks.
Why? Why? World of Warcraft
Diablo
celebrates
Immortal
New Year's.
Data mining monk armor set?
Was,
weird.
Did you see fireworks in WoW?
I don't like fireworks. They used to scare me when I was a kid. I don't know. Like, they, now they scare my dog. Like,
I
fireworks
didn't know
suck.
They did this. Beginning at 6 p.m. Realm time, December 31st.
Is this
31st,
interesting to you?
It is, actually. This is the Animal Crossing-ish type stuff that's in WoW.
Okay.
I didn't know they did that, actually. So there was fireworks over Stormwind and shit?
Maybe.
Oh.
I mean, I guess.
Okay.
I don't pay attention to stuff like that. I'm hardly ever back at the old places.
Yeah.
I'm usually just hanging out in my
Covenant
Sanctum.
Are you going
sanctum.
Back at all? Because, like, I want to...
No.
I always... Like, when I go to the auction house or Orgrimmar, I'm just like, I just want to stay here for a little bit.
Yeah. I never really loved Orgrimmar, I have to admit. Now, my first character was Alliance. Somebody came in our Discord. They're like, oh, too bad you guys don't play Alliance. I'm like, well, my first character was Alliance. And I have love for Stormwind City.
Well, Stormwind's a way better city.
But I mean, Orgrimmar, I was very upset when I first went Horde. I was like, I just was sad because it was ugly mud huts and dirt
right.
and brown
it
sticks
is.
And
yeah.
rags and all the characters were ugly. You know, I was just like, ew, why do people play here? Then you realize that 80% of, like, all the top mythic dungeon teams and raiders and PvPers are probably all Horde now, I think. And so the last time I played my Alliance character, it was so hard to find a decent group. It was like only people that didn't know better were there or left there. And mm-hmm. or the people that just have true Alliance pride and, like, refuse to leave or whatever. But it just seems like overall the player base isn't as skilled. It seems impossible to find groups. Like, I was able to pug Mythic rating last expansion, you know, in Horde on my server. On Alliance, you couldn't do that. So, I mean, being Horde has pros, even though, I don't know, if I had it my way, I kind of do like the Horde now. I'm happy that they have Blood Elves, but they didn't originally have Blood Elves. Like, I guess they wanted a more attractive race that was for women and for China, they said, because I guess the Chinese are, and the women think, like, they just didn't want to play on Horde because all the characters, like, Undead used to look really ugly, too. Now Undead right. actually, you can kind of make Undead look cool now. So they've kind of tried to pretty up the Horde races a bit, and we have, like, furry characters like Vulpira, and so now I think it's a little more evenly balanced where both sides have kind of mm-hmm. that going on. I'm looking at Reddit. There's really nothing going on right now. Nope, no big news, John. When's BlizzCon online? Is that in February? It's probably going to be the next, like, big news we hear about.
Is it that soon?
I think it is. Yeah. Just people posting memes.
February 19th to the 20th.
Okay. Yeah. PvP state of affairs. Sub Rogue, Fire Mage, deep dicking my health pool on opener. Yep, that's about right. I have some friends that refuse. Like, I have a friend that's a mage and they won't go fire, like, even though it's better. How do you feel about that? Do you like feeling like you're forced into a spec? Like, I know you like Affliction, but if you found out that for PvP, Affliction happens to be really good in PvP, but if you found out that, like, I don't know, Demo
no.
was really, really good in PvP.
No,
it was like the best.
You
were one-shotting people.
I'm a little spec fluid.
You changed to it?
But I have pretty much been exclusively Affliction, and I've dabbled with like Destruction and stuff, but I go back to Affliction.
Okay.
I like
I've always
trying
liked
the other
Affliction.
Specs, though. I like trying the other stuff, though, and it is interesting. It does change how you play.
Yeah. Well, there's just a couple of specs right now that are like, okay, this is clearly the best for PvE and PvP, and yet some people refuse to play it. They just want to play what they like. And so they're going to do less damage, but that's fine.
I have a question for you. So when you do PvP, are you going in and changing your gear and changing your talents?
Oh, yeah. I have a PvP set and a PvE set. For PvP, you want high versatility and generally, so you can deal more and take less damage. And for PvE, you're going to want like the better stats and all that. But
but you're not changing conduits, your talents and stuff, are you? Or
I mean, talents, not really. Maybe one or two, and conduits, like one or something. If I'm being like in arena, in BGs, I don't really care because I tend to use like the, I love the Radiance one. So, but no, I think you should do that. Like, especially if you're PvPing only, like you need to gear out everything towards PvP. Like, why gimp yourself? I don't get it.
Right.
Maybe it's laziness or something like that, but like you shouldn't gimp yourself. You should take a look at what the best conduits are, Soulbinds, Covenant. Like I'm in the wrong Covenant for PvP, but there's nothing I can do. Like I get jealous when I see Priests throw out Mind Games, like which is a really hard-hitting dot that like heals you instead of doing damage if you do damage to them. It's like really good. And I have this little AoE going off, which is great for Mythic Dungeons, but it sucks in PvP. So that's the whole issue, I think, with the expansion for some people is we kind of want to get in there and tinker a bit more, but we just can't. We're kind of limited. So
yeah. Listen to this.
What's that?
This is going to be a shit show.
What is?
So for BlizzCon.
Okay.
They do the March of the Murlocs. So people have to submit their videos.
No, I'm not watching any of this. I don't.
By January 4th.
I hate when I see this shit.
Can you imagine what a shit show that's going to be?
It can't be any worse than it's been the past couple of years when they turned into like an Apple commercial, the white background with like a bunch of different diversity type things going on screen. Like this, it's like really fake and trying too hard and looks painful. Like, do you guys know who plays your game? Okay. who are you pandering to? Like, it's so painful. So I hope I don't have
gonna
to sit
be
through.
A disaster.
It's going to be a disaster.
They're going to probably edit it tastefully and choose tastefully and not show the submissions that we really want to see. Like
be like a 400-pound person like gyrating on the floor. There's always one of those.
You think we will get that? Okay.
There's a lot of speech impediments. There's a lot of questionable hairstyles. You're going to expect that.
Right.
I mean,
I want to see like the condo, like just full of garbage bags. And,
yeah. I mean, if you, like, you really probably don't want to peel the layer back behind the people you're playing WoW with, you're probably going to see some things you don't want to see. I mean, I'm normal, but I don't know if you are. I mean, I don't know what's happening at that house. I've heard some strange things. No, I'm just kidding. No, I think during BlizzCon, like you, people would be like, you're picking on BlizzCon. You're picking on Blizzard's hardest core fans. Yeah. I make fun of people. That's what I do. But I think like if you're going to put yourself out there, like if you're in a Murloc costume dancing, expect some bitch like me to be like, what the fuck is wrong with you? It's gonna happen because like what are you doing?
Yeah, I can't wait to see that.
I don't want to see this. I cringe for them. I'm like, oh my god.
I think Blizzard would edit it. I think they would protect
no there's
people,
going
though,
to be
degree,
somebody with no teeth in a Murloc costume. It's gonna happen, and you know I'm gonna have to look at it and question my life. I'm playing this same game they're playing. What's happening?
With like a moldy bowl of
rotting, it's just got that same like bowl of cereal that's spaghetti. Been on his desk for like fucking 3 years, and his mom refuses to move it, and he's like 70 years old. I don't know what's happening.
I've
over there
I've seen that before, like where people have like food dishes on like their computer
desk.
I've
seen people share like battle
like
stations, and then
old.
Right next to it there's like their sock that they beat off in on the table. It's like, are you guys, like, do you do a quick scan? Let me give you a little tip. Quick scan of your photo before you post it online, okay? Yeah. Because you have to
get rid of the dishes. If you had, like, a Chipotle, like, a week ago, that shit should be gone. That
I think it's a badge of honor for some people. Like, look at what a slob I am. Yeah. Like, this Chipotle.
Like, you could look and see the last, like, 20 meals you ate. They're all around you.
My biggest thing is, I'm looking now. I have two water bottles on my desk. One is empty, and I have a new one that's like, oh, my God, I left a water bottle there. So I try to keep my desk clean because.
No. Before we started, I removed two. I had two empty tea bottles here.
Yeah, that's.
They went in the garbage. They're gone.
I mean, I'm okay. I'm not, like, a neat freak, but I don't want a pigsty. And I feel like some of the things I've seen are like, oh, my God. Like, I can't believe people. I wouldn't feel comfortable sitting in that area.
All right. So with the Murloc walk.
This is so stupid. The Murloc walk. Okay.
Or is that what they called it? March of the Murlocs.
Yeah. I wish I could be one of these people that got all excited by this stuff, because it's probably a really fun state to be in. Like, oh my God, I'm so excited for the Murloc walk. I can't wait to watch BlizzCon. But I can't change who I am. I was born this way. Ever since I was a little kid, shit like this went on in school. I was like, ugh, that's stupid.
If you don't want to do it in your condo with Chipotle wrappers everywhere.
Yeah.
You can also do it within the game. You can march together as friends, dressed as Morlocks.
I don't want to see it. There should never be, like, communal dancing should never occur. It should not happen. And it looks even worse when you're not at BlizzCon. If you're just in your house and, like, your like you say, your kitchen's behind you. I'm making fun of your formica. Like, update your fucking kitchen. You just get some granite. And you're dancing in a Murloc costume. Like, I can't handle it.
I'm picturing Funyun bags and...
Yeah. Yeah, Doritos dust. And I don't know if I need to see that. Get on a green screen, at least. Put yourself in a Orgrimmar. I don't know if I need to see what's going on over there. With these Murloc dancers,
I want to see all the submissions, though. That's what I want. I want, like, can you?
I don't want to see those. Who? What sick, poor bastard that's probably getting paid like minimum wage is getting paid to dig through that shit? And they're probably like scrolling through dick pics and like other things people have slipped in there. You know, it's just like, I've got to pick the best looking Murlocs. How am I going to do this? They've got a checklist. You know, they need an Asian Murloc. They need a guy with one arm who's a Murloc. It's got to be a rough job. I don't think I'd want it. But you know, we will be watching BlizzCon. Maybe we'll stream
also,
it and make fun of it.
which is very important here too.
Yeah,
this is the first time the cosplay exhibition will allow pets. Pets.
Oh wow, well, that so I like. Okay, so it's hard for me to make fun of animals because I love.
What if you dress up your pet, your dog, as a Murloc?
Yeah.
That's...
No, I wouldn't dress up my dog as a Murloc. No, I wouldn't. I'd rather post a picture of her like eating a Murloc dog toy and ripping a stuffing out. I don't like Murlocs. They annoy me. You like them? Yeah, I never really liked them. I don't think they're cute. They're like fish that walk. I don't know what the fuck they are.
I remember like long, like classic memories of just like farming them so I could advance to the next area.
They were always like badass. Like you one would call for the other and like a whole horde of them would come and kill you. Like they were scary shit out
there. I've been murdered by those
fuckers. That's probably why I hate them. So BlizzCon online next month. Other than that, we're probably just going to be... Not much going on in the Warcraft world, right? Not much news really happening. But we may check in with you again before then, obviously. See what we're doing in the game. Answer some of your questions and go through some news. You can find us online, of course, at videogameoutsiders.com. You can find us on Twitter, close to Michelle BlackDuck7 at VGO Podcast. And I think we're done, John. We've done enough damage here to people who like Murlocs. Our listeners who are signing up for that Murloc competition are like,
Sorry, you did.
Sorry.
I just hope you clean the counter first.
Just
all right, guys. We'll see you soon. Out.
Out.